For this episode, I wanted to do a comedian, but I don't know who to do. Is Dave Chappelle dead? No? What about Gabriel Iglesias? No? Shoot. Robin Williams? He is? Yes! Hello, and welcome to That Guy's Dead podcast, where we discuss and talk about those who have passed away, both their achievements and their flaws. So, as discussed in the very beginning, we're going to be discussing Robin McLaurin Williams. His mother was Lori McLaurin. His father was Robert Fitzgerald Williams. He had two half-brothers, a paternal half-brother named Robert, and a maternal half-brother named McLaurin. He was an actor, a comedian, and extremely funny. He made stuff off the top of his head that would blow you away. Some awards that he received were the 1997 Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor and the 2003 Grammy Award for Best Comedy Album for his album called Robin William Live that came out in 2002. Robin Williams was born on July 21st, 1951, in Chicago, Illinois. He went to Gorton Elementary School, then Deer Path Junior High, and joined the drama department there. In 1967, he moved to Tiburon, California. After graduating high school, he studied theater for 3 years. In 1973, he received a full scholarship to Juilliard School in New York City. I can be pronouncing that name wrong, but I'm sure I got it right. Some of his classmates were John Houseman? Either one. Christopher Reeve and William Hurt. You may know them, you may not. They are fellow actors and comedians and all that good stuff. There were tons of other people there as well. But those were some of his closest classmates. Now, Williams and Reeve were close friends until Reeve died in 2004, which is very tragic. He might be in a future episode of mine. In 1976, Robin Williams left Juilliard his junior year because all of his teachers stated that he had nothing else to learn. He was really good at acting and improv and making stuff up off the spot that was just dang hilarious. In the mid-1970s, he started doing his own stand-up comedy shows in the San Francisco Bay Area in California. During the late 1970s and early 1980s, he kind of got addicted to cocaine. In 1977, he appeared at the Laugh-In show and also performed the LA Improv show for the home box office. He toured all over doing his stand-up comedy. He was so popular, some of the shows actually sold out in under half an hour. That is very impressive. In 1978, he married Valerie Velarde and had a child named Zachary Pym Williams in 1983. The birth of his son and the death of his fellow friend John Belushi convinced Robin Williams to stop his cocaine addiction and his alcohol addiction, which he also had. In 1986, he released A Night at the Met, and then took a 6-year break from stand-up comedy. In 1988, he divorced Valerie and married Marcia Garces, I don't know how to say it, in 1989. Him and Garces, had two children, Zelda Ray Williams and Cody Allen Williams. In 2003, Robin Williams started drinking again, but in 2006, he went to get rehab. In March of 2008, he divorced Marcia, and in 2009, went on his Weapons of Self-Destruction tour, which covered 26 cities. Now we can discuss his TV career. He played in tons of TV series and movies and films. It's unbelievable. I'm just going to name a few. Plus different dates. So starting with this one. 1978, he played an alien named Mork in the TV series Happy Days. He also played Mork in a spin-off sitcom called Mork and Mindy. In 1980, he played Popeye in the movie Popeye. In 1982, he played the leading character in The World According to Garp. In 1987, he had a starring role in Good Morning Vietnam as the radio person. You know, he did the whole Good Morning Vietnam, but he did it in his awesome, amazing voice. In 1989, he was an English teacher in the Dead Poets Society. In 1997, he played in Good Will Hunting. 1991, he was a troubled homeless man in The Fisher King. 1991 again, he was an adult Peter Pan in Hook. He actually lost some weight to get to be able to do that part because he wanted to lose weight in order to play the adult Peter Pan. And in 2002, he played in 1 Hour Photo, which was a photographer who was obsessed with the family he was taking pictures of. So yes, those were the ones that I chose to talk about. Now, in 1986, he co-hosted the 58th Academy Awards. And in 2011, he married a Susan Schneider. Shortly after he married Susan Schneider, he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, even though it was really the Lewy body dementia that he suffered from. On August 11th, 2014, at the age of 63, he committed suicide by hanging in his house. To overcap everything, Robin Williams was a comedic genius. His improv and stand-up skills are to this day unmatched by anyone I've ever heard of. He inspired many new generations of comedians, even back then when he was alive, all the way to today. People look up his videos just to get ideas on how to improvise more and fast, too. I don't know. His comedy was just amazing. I loved it. I love it still. So, thank you for listening. If you enjoy the podcast I do, please make sure to share it with your friends and your family members and on any social media you have. And I'll see you guys in the next one. Thank you so much for listening. And have a good day. Yes, forgot about that part.